Hello, Michelle Laurie here. It's no secret that Australia's property market is out of control these days, but I, for one, can't seem to stop following along. I've become a bit obsessed with it, to be honest. What's up, what's down, and who on earth is paying those prices for those houses? So I want to personally recommend a podcast for you. It's called Real Property. It'll keep you across the latest information on the Australian property market in a clear and easy-to-digest way. Real Property, building a community of more informed property buyers. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
Once upon a time, in around about the mid-90s, there was a young radio announcer from a tiny AM station in Sydney who blagged his way into a Neil Diamond press conference.
Just after he'd finished answering a question that I'd asked him.
Well, it was a very good question and very animated also. Are you a DJ or what?
I am, actually. Do you want to come in on my radio show? This was the only chance I get to ask you. It's on from 3 or 7 any afternoon when you're in Sydney, mate.
Yeah, just drop it. Radio station doesn't rate.
Hang on a second.
All right, guys. Now there's a challenge here. I'll have to do it now to help out the ratings.
So, as promised, the very next day, in walks Neil Diamond, and we go live to air for about an hour or so. Neil Diamond, I've got to thank you for two things. First and most importantly, all those great songs that you've written over the years.
Well, that's my pleasure.
And the second thing I want to thank you for is giving us your time today. I can't believe that it worked.
I'm happy to be here. If there's an instrument around, I'm drawn to it.
Have a look over there, Neil.
Like, we'll play. Oh, this is a nice guitar. Ooh, it sounds good too.
I tuned it and everything. Do you reckon you could cope with the idea of playing live on the radio for us?
Wow. Well, we could try it. I've never done it before.
You've never played live on the radio before?
No, I never have.
Really? And you're prepared to do it now for us?
I'm not sure I'm prepared. And I'll stop when I forget the chords, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
This is the way we did the original record of Cherry Cherry. We didn't have drums. I don't even know if there was a bass on the record. There were just a few people sitting around.
Right.
I realized just recently that there were no drums.
She got the way to move me, Cherry.
There'd be no drum on that record at all. It was just people clapping their hands.
That's where the piano comes in.
Hopefully the piano.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Absolutely great.
That announcer's name was Gavin Miller. It still is. And he's not only a fantastic broadcaster, but he's an absolutely beautiful man. Neil Diamond seems pretty nice too, doesn't he? Anyway, I'm Michelle Laurie, and this is Calm Your Farm. Tips and tricks for taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus. Gavin Miller presents The Drive Show on Gold FM in Melbourne, which is one of the city's most listened to radio shows. And he also hosts This Week in Music on Gold, on WSFM in Sydney and on 96FM in Perth, as well as his own podcast, The Empty Page. Gavin is still as genuinely passionate about music and about radio as he was that day when he plucked up the courage to invite Neil Diamond onto his show all those years ago. So how does he do it? How does he keep the passion? How does he stay so lovely? How does he calm his farm?
I, more than most people know, spend a considerable amount of time from day to day trying to kind of beat anxiety down with a stick. My thing, and I learned this a while ago about myself, and it's been so good to learn. I ended up, long story short, sitting with a counselor about 10 or 15 years ago, and she said to me, after getting to know me for a while, she went, I think your issue is drama and intensity. She said, I think you're a drama and intensity person. I responded to that by telling her she was full of shit and getting up and walking out of her office, and then coming back a week later, sitting in her office, being very apologetic and saying, you know, I thought about it and I think maybe you're right. And she just laughed and went, yeah, that's a really common reaction when I tell people that their issue is drama and intensity. And I can't talk on anyone else's behalf, but I'll tell you how it's worked for me. And this is why getting on top of this, or at least being aware of it and trying to get on top of it, has been so incredibly key for me. I'm one of those people who, if I'm driving to work to have what I know is going to be some sort of showdown with somebody, I rehearse the speech while I'm driving. And in my mind, I'm absolutely eviscerating this person and telling them what they so desperately need to hear. And I'm on the surface going, oh, I don't like this drama. But deep down inside, I'm getting fueled by it. I'm actually getting energized by it. I'm actually loving it. And then the downside of that is, once you do your drama and intensity thing with someone and they kind of go, oh, this is a bit much, then comes the back end of it, which is more like, oh, why did I behave like that? Now I need to, you know, do the apology thing. I'm not going to say I'm perfect at it now. I'm a long way from it. And there are still some days that are dramatic and intense and, you know, drama and intensity is going to happen and you can't help it. But I try my best now to catch myself when I get in that loop of drama and intensity and just stop myself from doing it. And I think everybody hearing this, if they chose to, could probably think of at least one person they know in their orbit who is a drama and intensity person. I think we've all got those people in our lives who you just sometimes look at them and go, you're saying you don't like the drama, but you bloody love it, don't you? I've been guilty of that, and it's still something I'm trying to climb on top of. I have, for various reasons, since my 20s, had bits and pieces of counseling here and there, a little bit of psychotherapy here and there. I really think there's not a person alive who wouldn't benefit from sitting down talking to a counselor, whether they think they need to or not, because my experience of it is that it's just so helpful to get to know myself and be able to explain the way I behave, but not looking from inside. Sometimes you do need someone from outside to kind of, I do anyway, to kind of point stuff out to you. On an ideal morning, I will do three things. And if I can do these three things, then I will be about as balanced as I can be. So the three things are morning pages, which I read a book 20-something years ago called The Artist's Way by an author called Julia Cameron. So you get up, write three pages freehand every day. Doesn't matter what you write. You don't ever have to read it back. There's no judgment. It's just whatever's in your head, pour it out onto the page. I was supposed to do that exercise for the 12 weeks I was reading the book. I read the book in the year 2000. I still do morning pages. The difference is now I just knock out 500 words on the iPad. Good ideas I've had for other things have always come out of morning pages. The first spark of every good idea I've had is, hey, I should do this, or what about this idea for this? And it's, yeah, almost, well, yeah, I think it is always that it's the starting point is in morning pages. Or if it's not the starting point, is where I develop ideas. And some of them are half-assed ideas that'll never see the light of day, and some of them end up being something. But I guess that's the whole sort of point of creativity. Let yourself go where you go and then pick up the pieces later. Works for me. So if I can do morning pages, get some exercise, and also meditate, then that's the big three for me. If I can achieve all of those things before I kind of even really get into my day, then it makes me feel immeasurably better. I'm a terrible meditator. I really am. I think I need to find a support group for terrible meditators. And the more people I talk to, the more I realize it's kind of everyone that sits there with the distractions and trying to get on top of the distractions. And, you know, I should just be focusing on my breath. But here I am wondering, did I pack a spare t-shirt for work in case I need it? And, you know, is that the washing machine in the background and all that stuff? So I think if there was one thing I'd like to kind of do for myself to really improve all of that, I'd love to really learn how to be a better meditator, because I just know that it makes me feel so much better, but I'm terrible at it. I'm finding as I get older, and I know I'm not alone here because I've talked to a lot of people around about my age, I'm late 40s, who experience the same thing. I can't drink anywhere near as much as I used to. Not only do hangovers last 2 days now, but it doesn't make me happy. I remember like when I used to go out in my 20s, yeah, let's drink, great. Now I kind of, it just makes me a bit melancholy for a day or two afterwards. It's my relationship with alcohol is, it's really changing as I get older. And I think my tolerance is dropping for it. So I'm finding myself happily drinking a lot less. Talk to people, especially in the lockdown. Like I think the technology has gotten us to a point where you can actually feel like you're having a full-on interaction with a friend just through text messages or commenting on each other's stupid Facebook posts. Pick up the phone, talk to that person. Especially, and here's something I do from time to time, just think about a friend that I haven't spoken. Who's a friend I haven't spoken to for a while? Bang, just ring them up. And it's always fun to talk to someone that, you know, you haven't talked to in a couple of years. So I just think that's so powerful, especially if you happen to be locked down or you've got friends who are locked down in other places, is avoid the temptation to make your interactions too simple and too digital, and remember how good it is to actually have a good old chin wag with someone, you know?
For more tips on taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus, including recipes for relaxing body products you can make at home, things to read and watch instead of scrolling through your phone, cheap, cheerful and calming gift ideas, go to calmyourfarm.com.au. We'd love to hear your ideas too.
This has been another Smart Fella production in conjunction with the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.